By the end of this lesson, you will be able to express your love in different ways according to how intimate your relationship is. Our last phrase, you will use it only with the person that you can't live without. In the future, we will have more lessons about how to express our feelings in different situations. So if you are new here, make sure to subscribe and click the notification bell so you will be notified when I release a new lesson. I am Manar and this is your channel to learn Arabic with Manar. Yalla, let's start. Love in Arabic, it is hub. Ha, ha. We talked about this letter in different videos, and also I have the pronunciation video. You could go and check how to pronounce ha so you could speak clear. Ha, ha, and ba. Hub, hub. Hub, it is love in Arabic. On this word, we will build most of our phrases today. Let's see our first phrase. If you want to tell someone, I love you, you will say, أنا بحبك to a man, أنا بحبك to a woman. أنا, it is the pronoun I in Arabic. بحبك, it is simple present tense in Arabic. By adding the prefix be to the verb, we are forming first person. Hub, it is, as we saw, it is love. By adding the suffix ek, we are forming masculine. By adding the suffix ek, we are forming feminine. بحبك to a man, بحبك to a woman. We could use it also without the pronoun Anna, because by adding the prefix be, we are understanding who's the subject here in this sentence. So, أنا بحبك to a man, أنا بحبك to a woman.
أنا بحبك.
So, in our first phrase, we said أنا بحبك. We used the pronoun أنا at the beginning. But sometimes, even in most of the songs, they use أنا after the verb. Why? Because here we are concentrating more about the feeling, about the love. And when you say this, بحبك أنا, when you say بحبك أنا, I love you, in English it doesn't work, but in Arabic it is possible to switch the pronoun to come after the verb. Specifically in this situation, in other situation it doesn't work, but here you could say بحبك أنا, and like this you are emphasizing more about your feeling.
بحبك أنا كتير.
بحبك أنا كتير. So what does he mean? بحبك, as we saw, I love you. أنا, it is the pronoun I, it's coming after the verb. كتير, it is so much. بحبك أنا كتير. So you are in love with someone and you really want to express to them and show them how much do you love them. So in Arabic, we compare our love to the sky, to the sea, to our life, to our eyes, to the world. How we could see this, say this in Arabic? So we could say بحبك, I love you, as we say بحبك. Ad, it means as much as. Here we have the letter ق. I will talk about this letter soon in one of my upcoming videos, so wait for it. Some people they say it ق, قد, and some people they say it ad. So after بحبك ad, I love you as much as. بحبك ad. You could use any word that you feel that it is expressing how much you love this person. You could use حياتي, my love. عمري here, it is the literal meaning of it. It is my age or my years. But when you say this word or when you tell someone I love you as much as بحبك قد عمري, you mean I love you as much as all the years that I've been in this world, all the experience I've lived and everything I've lived in this life. So it gives the feeling that this person is feeling the everything in your life. بحبك قد عمري. You could also say بحبك قد روحي. I love you as much as my soul. So you are so important to me as much as my soul.
بحبك قد روحي لقلق واكتر كتير.
You could also say بحبك قد عيوني. I love you as much as my eyes. بحبك قد قلبي. I love you as much as my heart. Notice here we are adding E at the end of each word. So this is the possessive pronoun my. My, by adding this suffix, we are saying this is my. عيوني, قلبي, حياتي, عمري. Okay, what other things you could compare your love to? You could compare it to the word الدنيا. الدنيا, it means the world. The world itself, it with all the years and experience and everything and life on it, it is الدنيا. You could say بحبك قد الدنيا or I love you as much as the sea. بحبك قد البحر or I love you as much as the sky. بحبك قد السماء. So you are comparing your love to these giant and big and important things in our life around us. So you could say بحبك قد السماء, بحبك قد البحر, بحبك قد عيوني, بحبك قد روحي, بحبك قد عمري. How you will express your love to the person that you really care about? Leave me a comment to tell me which way you will say بحبك قد. I'm waiting for your comments. There's a nice song. It is using the same phrase like بحبك قد السما, but in a reverse way. I want to introduce this song to you. Let's see what he's saying. He says قد السما والبحر وموجاته بحبك. So he's using قد as much as at the beginning and after using السما, the sky. U, it is and موجاته, it is its waves, the sea waves. And after he say بحبك. So he's beginning by introducing the big and the important things. And after he's saying, after giving the feeling how much these things are big and important. And after he's comparing his love to these things. قد السما والبحر وموجاته بحبك. Also you could say you are my soul mate. How to say it in Arabic? You will say انت to a man, انت to a woman. توأم روحي. توأم روحي. What does it mean? توأم, it means twins. Twins. روحي, it is my soul. So in Arabic we say you are the twin of my soul. We are as one person. انت توأم روحي to a man, انت توأم روحي to a woman. You are my soulmate. Finally, here's our special phrase that I promised at the beginning. When you reach the point that you can't live without the other person, you could say you are my second half and I can't live without you. How we say it in Arabic? انت نصي الثاني ما في بلاك. To a man, انتي نصي الثاني ما في بلاكي. To a woman. Let's see each word. انتي, you. To a man, انتي, you. To a woman. نصي, it means نص, it is half. By adding the suffix e, we are forming my half. الثاني, it means the second. My second half. نصي الثاني. In our word نصي, نص, we have the letter صاد. It is different from سا. سا, it's coming from the teeth. صا, it's coming a little bit further and you are bending your tongue to pronounce the letter. Ma fiyi, ma, it is the negation, not, in Arabic. The whole phrase, ma fiyi, it means here, I can't be. So, I can't be exist in this world. Balak, to a man, balaki, to a woman. Bala, it is without in Arabic. Bala, by adding the suffix balak, ik, we are forming the masculine without you to a man. Balaki, by adding the suffix ki, we are forming you feminine. Balaki, without you to a woman. Balak, to a man. Balaki, to a woman. Without you. Inti nussi tani ma fiyi balak, to a man. Inti nussi tani ma fiyi balaki, to a woman. Another way to form this phrase, it is by using the first part of this nussi التاني and adding the other phrase that we talked about it 2 minutes before in توأم روحي, my soul mate, and it will be نصي التاني وتوأم روحي. انت نصي التاني وتوأم روحي to a man. انت نصي التاني وتوأم روحي to a woman.
نصي التاني وتوأم روحي.
Now I will go over all the phrases that we learned today so you could listen and work on your pronunciation. حب, love. أنا بحبك, I love you to a man. أنا بحبك, I love you to a woman. بحبك أنا كتير, I love you so much. بحبك قد, I love you as much as. بحبك قد السما, I love you as much as the sky. بحبك قد البحر, I love you as much as the sea. بحبك قد عيوني, I love you as much as my eyes. بحبك قد روحي, I love you as much as my soul. بحبك قد عمري, I love you as much as my life. قد السما والبحر وموجاته بحبك, I love you as much as the sky, the sea and its waves. انت توأم روحي, you are my soul mate, to a man. انت توأم روحي, you are my soul mate, to a woman. انت نصي التاني ما فيي بلاك, you are my second half, I can't live without you, to a man. انت نصي التاني ما فيي بلاكي, you are my second half, I can't live without you, to a woman. انت نصي التاني توأم روحي, you are my second half and my soul mate, to a man. انت نصي التاني وتوأم روحي, you are my second half and my soul mate, to a woman. Now you know all these phrases to express your feeling and to show the other person how they are, how precious they are to you and how important they are in your life. I hope you will start using them. Leave me a comment which one of these phrases you like more and which one are you going to use. If you have any question or anything wasn't clear, please just leave me a comment and I will come back to you and I will explain to you and I will answer your question. In the future, we will have more videos about feelings and how to express ourselves. So make sure to subscribe and click the notification bell so you will be notified when I release a new lesson. If you liked today's video, give me a thumb up and share it with your friends. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram so we keep in touch. Thank you for joining me today. Yalla bye!